So why aren't more Australians getting electric cars?
Well, it's a number of reasons, but I think number one reason is that they're still too expensive. Second reason, I think there's not enough models to choose from. There's not that many cars you can purchase in the country. Also, no second-hand cars, or very rarely you get second-hand cars. And infrastructure is another problem. There's not enough charging stations around the country.
Mm. What are the key recommendations made by the report?
I think there's some very good recommendations. One of the recommendations is to build infrastructure so people who buy electric vehicles have a reassurance they can use them anywhere in the country. There's been made recent progress to allow private imports of second-hand vehicles so you can get second-hand vehicles cheaper. And, of course, there's recommendations for government and larger fleets to take more electric vehicles into their fleet, because fleets are basically the big purchase power. They can make a difference buying cars and then selling them off in a couple of years' time, and that's going to fuel the second-hand market for everyone.
Mm. Looking abroad, what policies or infrastructure have been most effective in countries with more electric cars, like Norway, for example?
Well, I think Norway is the extreme. The second car sold in Norway is an electric car.
Wow.
You know, huge subsidies for electric vehicles and large penalties for petrol cars. That makes all the difference. So, you know, everybody wants to do something good for the environment, but if it costs, you know, $10,000-$20,000 more to buy a green vehicle, then most people can't afford it. So you have to make a level playing field. Many countries give subsidies. California used to give $10,000 per electric vehicle purchase.
Wow.
Some other countries in Europe give 4,000 euros. That's about $6,000. So just to overcome the initial hurdle to get more cars onto the roads.
Do you think that Australians say that it was subsidised and the infrastructure was built up? How do you think the reaction by Australians would be? Do you think that we as a nation would jump on board, or do you think there'd be a bit of resistance because we're quite tied to our petrol and diesel vehicles?
I think you can ask everybody who's driven electric vehicles for a longer time. People don't want to go back. It's really a different experience. It's very nice to drive an electric vehicle. Also, the range anxiety that people had in, well, even 5 years ago has been completely wiped out, because all the new vehicles can do 300, 400 kilometers.
Wow.
On a single charge. And if you have charging infrastructure, you know, we have now charging facilities within, you know, 10, 20 minutes. It's not really an issue once infrastructure is there. And it's not that expensive to do this even nationwide.
Mm. Well, 10 years down the line, how do you see Australians' adoption of electric vehicles going?
It's very slow at that stage. We know that in Europe, most countries are around 2% of electric vehicle purchase from all new vehicles. Norway is at 50%. Australia is about 0.2%. So it's way behind every other country.
So, you've just completed a study for Main Roads WA. Could you tell us a bit about that?
That's right, yeah. We've just done a study for Main Roads WA, and that's what it would cost and how it would look like to cover the whole state of Western Australia with electric vehicle charging stations. So, the report has been completed. It's not public yet because it's still being examined by Main Roads and all the other partners. There's the energy companies and other partners involved. But we've established that covering the whole state with a 200-kilometer grid of charging stations is not going to be prohibitively expensive. So depending on what configuration you want to have and what quality of charging stations, what speed of charging stations, it's about $25 million to cover the whole state. And that would give every driver a good opportunity to travel. And we based this on a 1% uptake. So as I said, we're currently in Western Australia, even behind Australia as a whole, we have about 0.1%. So that will come in about 6 years or so, that we're at 1% of EVs of all new vehicles.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you.